When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host Devin.
Hello,
hello, hello, hello. All right, Devin, what do you got?
Off the top of my head,
ooh, one of his own quotes.
The only thing worse than a conformist is a fashionable nonconformist.
I like that one.
It's like the that's not me. I think that's Ayn Rand or something.
Yeah, right.
I guess is a ironic hipster, fashionable nonconformist, I think.
Right.
Right. Like yeah. Last night I watched a YouTube video and I actually really liked it, but they were very kind of hipstery, but the point of the video was he was going to all the rainforest cafes left in the U.S.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's a corny thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in a mall and there's things and silly names.
Right, yeah.
But it's something you do as a kid, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
But him and his friend, they were definitely kind of hipstery.
Right.
He had, like, the mustache and the glasses and the...
Yeah.
Like, floral pattern shirt. And it was all kind of ironic, but kind of not. I guess that's the point.
Right.
And it was actually a funny video, him, like, comparing different ones and seeing what's left and what's good and what's bad. But then sometimes I get the feeling, like,
yeah.
The fashionable nonconformist.
Yeah.
No, I'm not being like everyone else.
Right.
Like you're also still trying to be cool.
Right.
You're still in a group of people. You're still trying to be seen as something.
Right.
So yeah, exactly. You're not getting away with it totally either, especially if you're pushing it and broadcasting as a, hey, look at me, like,
right,
I don't like the normal thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the that's the positive to your angle, is that, like, you don't have an angle, you know, or like,
right,
or yeah, like, I'm doing something different, but that's still, you're still in a group that's trying to do something different, to be different.
Right.
You know, so you're still trying to stand out by being different.
Yeah, you know. Better than the conformist necessarily.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's kind of annoying too. People just go along with anything that's said, or
right,
will do whatever normal thing, or likes all the normal stuff that everyone likes. Yeah, but
yeah,
you try to be fashionable about not liking that stuff.
Right. The fashionable nonconformist. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, that's everyone's opinion of themselves should be ideally all that matters, of, you know. So, yeah. You know, obviously we're in a society where, you know, whatever is important to the society is what's important. But I also think that, you know, that each person should be able to make up their own decision on what's important for them. And, like, for me, as far as, like, fashion goes, you know, I like to wear things that make me look nice. You know, I like to dress up occasionally, but usually it's like I dress down with, like, a t-shirt and jeans, but I'm not wearing, like, dirty t-shirt and jeans, you know, like, I still want to look nice, and I usually wear black because it makes me look slimmer. You know, I like v-necks because, I don't know, it just looks nice, you know, so that, I have a certain look.
The deep V.
Yeah, not the deep V, the short V.
It's a medium deep. Medium plunge.
Plunge. But yeah, I think, you know, it's comfort. It's a certain comfort level as well. you know, I have a friend who is like very much about utilitarian and comfort no matter what. And to me, that's, you know, that's too far on one angle. But then there's somebody who's other people on the other end that's like all about the look and not about comfort. And that's too far the other direction.
Yeah, well, so, and it's easier as a guy because most of our stuff at a base level, even fashionable,
right,
is relatively comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're not trying to climb a tree in a suit, so it doesn't really matter. But like jeans aren't skin tight, or at least not normally. Right.
Yeah.
Our shoes aren't that uncomfortable. We're not in crazy heels that bend our foot. So even our dress pants and slacks and a shirt and tie, the most uncomfortable thing maybe is the tie.
Right.
If it's too tight.
Right, right. But, yeah. Right. I guess, like you said, it's, we have the like the benefit of being dudes and not having to wear uncomfortable things because that's a societal norm. Another friend of mine just recently, she was saying how she didn't like wearing dresses or skirts. And so, you know, they're like the norm for going to an event or, you know, a party or a dinner is like you wear a dress or a skirt. You know, that's what you do as a woman. But she was like, I just decided I don't want to. Like, I don't care. I don't care who thinks what. I don't like wearing them, so I'm not gonna. I can dress up other ways, and I can look nice without having to wear a skirt or a dress.
Yeah, nowadays no one really.
Right, exactly. Anyway. Yeah, right.
So today we are outside.
Yeah,
on the porch.
Yep, recording at Devin's house up here. This is nice. It's nice on the porch. I like that he's got a big TV above us. Not a big TV, you know, small TV. I think you talked about on the podcast before, but a good size. But it's nice. We're out on the porch outside, and it's a nice day. Probably like in the low 80s, maybe high 70s.
Not too bad. We can use a breeze, but
humidity's not too bad. Sitting out here with the dog, he's enjoying it. And Devin keeps come lay down. But yeah, it's nice. We're up here because we just finished up a video. Devin was editing a video, and we wanted to record the podcast, and he's working this evening. So I came up and got to hang out with Maeve for an hour or so, and she's so much fun. Just, like, playing, running around. She loves climbing and loves, like, getting tossed around, so that's always fun. Just, like, run up to me and climb up the right. She kept doing what she was doing. You climb over my shoulder and head and toss her. At the end, she's running back and forth on the couch. She'd like smile real big and run up and like give me like a big hug or like a tackle. Like, got a couple good pictures.
So yeah, it's fun. Dawson said he would watch Maeve a little bit while I finished the edit.
Right. Yeah.
And then we got that done. Then we both just watched it.
Yeah.
So I do a little quality control, make sure everything looks good, sounds good. Exporting right now.
Yep.
And it'll be up on the 10th.
Yeah. That's the
There because
it's either Sunday or Monday.
We talked about it before. We have a sponsor now, so we had to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a new experience. Not bad or good yet. It's just something else. And with sponsorships, you have to, some of them, you have to send them in. They want to see them. They want to review them before you post it. So we have a date to send it in, which is going to go in today, and then hopefully by the 10th, we'll be able to post it. Should be good.
Yeah.
Cool. And, yeah, so we did our first ad read, which was kind of interesting, kind of different, you know, doing, like, recording an ad read and trying to think of ways to make that interesting to the viewer. You know, I've seen a few different ways, things that I like. I've seen some people who will do like a screen in screen. So they'll be kind of like a montage of whatever they're doing. And then they do like a small screen and they'll just do a talking over, you know. So it's like just the ad read, basically.
Yeah. And you'd mentioned about doing that. And that's a good idea, except for if we ever move the video somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
Then, you know, we don't have to necessarily use Skillshare.
Right.
Because they're not paying for other places. They're just paying for this placement for this amount of time.
Right.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So if we ever need to chop it out, it can be. Right. Not that we're planning to, and it will definitely stay on YouTube.
But it gives us, it just gives the option to have that video as a, you know, you can just cut it out.
You know, I'd really like, I've been watching Roku TV, and there's all those weird channels. And there's the Maker Channel, which with like DiResta.
Oh, right.
And all those guys put their stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I heard about that.
I'd want to put, because they're all just normal YouTube videos up on that Maker Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, they're talking about that. It's like April Wilkerson and Jimmy. And,
yeah, there's a bunch of people in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. should reach out and see what they think about that.
I don't know how it's done or if there's any money in it. They might just put them up there for a small amount, or I don't know how much Roku.
Yeah,
I just kind of would like to have it up there.
Yeah,
because it'll be those, it's certain people, and then it'll just be like 10 videos in a row. It's cool. I was like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
It's like a curated YouTube maker. Like, it's great.
Right. Yeah, I don't know much about it either. I've heard about it. I heard Jimmy talking about it on his on the Making It podcast. And I saw him post some stuff about it. I think Bob and Dave, they might both have them as well. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, I don't know much of the details.
Yeah, some of the other guys from Making Fun.
Yeah. What's,
is that their Netflix show?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was some of the guys from that, too. They also had their videos.
Okay, yeah, like Paul Jackman, probably.
Yeah. I thought, I was like, cool. Yeah. We'll reach out and try to get something like that. But anyway, that was my thought. Like, hey, if we were going to take it there, maybe YouTube all of a sudden doesn't allow our stuff because they're weapons.
Right.
Some bows and knives and stuff. Maybe all of a sudden they demonetize us and we have no reason to keep our stuff up there.
Right.
Then we can move to whatever other platform. Who knows what will be around in 5-10 years.
Right.
So that was the thought.
Yeah.
But it's been cool so far. I mean, we'll see once we turn it in. I think they're allowed to make like one edit, but I think we've hit all the things they wanted us to hit.
Right.
They give you a list of that stuff. I mean, I guess we don't talk. I don't think we can say anything wrong. It's a fine process. It's what you would think it would be.
Right.
You got to hit these list of things to say.
Yeah.
We give you this amount of money, and we're doing it for this many videos for the next whatever 6 months or however long it is. So
yeah. And the process is pretty easy. You know, they sent over like a PowerPoint basically with just going through the different things and like these are the things you should know, these are the things you should try to do. These are the things that work well for our other sponsors, and this or our other sponsored content creators, and then these things that we want you to say word for word, choose a few out of this that sound good or work with your audience, and then add in a bit of your own thing to make it personal, and then move on with that, which is kind of nice. It gives you that option, and then but since it's our first one, we don't really know. We kind of did what we thought was be good, and if they're happy with it, then in the next one we can try to get a little more creative, like just do something fun with how it works. I was thinking it'd be kind of fun to do a use this platform to do this, learn how to do this, how about this, and do like little different clips of me doing different things, like kind of clip through, maybe you want to learn how to do this, and drilling or planing or or like playing the piano. They could do like a bunch of different things just around the house and around the year, and then just like show something else that I've done or learned or, talk about a video.
Skillshare is YouTube that you pay for, but it's curated and, you have specific things that will be what they say they are. There's no clickbait. I mean, that's what you're paying for.
Right.
For them to find the people, pay those people to give you, and it all being checked by someone.
Yeah. And you're paying for specific, it's a lesson platform.
Yeah.
Right. It's not just like YouTube is any type of content. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. There's reviews. There's random people making stuff. There's like, you can watch someone play piano. It doesn't matter. There's music. There's everything. It's just videos.
And a lot of times when we get comments on ours, people say, we've been searching all over for something like this. Or it's like, hey, we wanted something more instructional. Like I can't find one. Hopefully the Skillshare stuff does that, but I don't know, we're gonna look into it more. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I'm gonna use it for, and you'll probably use it for, and we'll go into all this stuff, editing and photography, but more editing tips and post-production stuff. But
I like, one of the things that we talked about early on when we first started our channel was not doing ads. And then also, if we were going to do sponsors, they had to, or we wanted ideally for it to be something that made sense with our channel, right? Because we've had people like the video game companies and stuff reach out to do sponsorships. Right. We've had all those kind of typical ones that people see around. And, at some point, obviously, this is a business, right? We're doing it, and we're trying to make some money, and we're trying to, like, grow our channel to be able to reach a bigger audience. And so maybe at some point we might have to do that. But the nice thing about Skillshare is that they are a, like, how-to platform, and that's what we do. We do kind of the videos on, like, showing people how to do stuff and trying to get them to be more creative and try new things.
Right, so, and we have the advantage of people not throwing a lot of money at us yet.
Right.
We don't even have to, like, make a moral stance.
Yeah,
right. Because it's not a hard decision.
Right, yeah.
Like, we'll give you a couple hundred bucks for this. Like, no, that's fine. Like, yeah, no, we don't even like you. No.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're going to give you 20 grand to do this. Then we'll think.
Then we're like, oh, okay. I could definitely play that game for a week and pull it try. And you know.
So we don't have to. It's not really much of a thing. But if
then we just have to get more creative about how we make it important. Like, this definitely works with the channel.
Oh, man. I hate those.
Hair care.
Video game things.
I know.
Especially the ones that are all that pay to play stuff. So they just get kids to play them and then they rack up crazy amounts of money with nothing.
Yeah.
You can buy this for your character and buy these coins for that. Oh, it's just brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, but you know, like you said, when they're willing to give you
maybe if they
big
want to,
chunk
then,
of money,
then we can do it. But
yeah.
For now we're happy to do Skillshare and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We can talk about it over the next few months.
And also, I mean, our audience is not really kids. Like, the bulk of our audience is between, like, I'd say 22 and 42 or 50. You know, like, that's the...
Yeah, so then it's on them if they spend a lot of money on those stupid games.
Right.
I don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
But you're an adult. You can spend $100 on
a... Your graspship made me do it.
On a new t-shirt thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's just when it's like kid stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And I agree. I mean, I think there's a certain level of... integrity, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to, it's, yeah, if you're going to interrupt people from the video, you might as well try to give them something. If you're going to skip it, fine, I understand.
Yeah.
We all skip stuff if we don't want to watch it or whatever. But if you don't want to, hopefully it's something that's worth a listen.
Right.
There's birds out here.
I know.
Jeez. So nice. Wild nature.
Loud nature. You hear it through the mic.
Yeah, I'm drinking water today.
Yeah, nice.
Gotta go to work.
Midday drinking. I have a water and a Natty Bell.
There you go.
Drinking a beer because I just get to go home and work on knives, which is my plan to do today. Was I have a knife I'm working on for a friend, which I mentioned before, but plan on grinding bevels today. So once I get home, I'll start working on that. That shouldn't take too long. I'm excited to get that done. I've been on vacation for a week, so it's nice to get back and get in the shop, although I wanted to get in the shop earlier this week, but I cut the tip of my finger off, which was fun. I was making a corn and bean salad to bring to Devin's house on the 4th of July on Monday, and chopping up some cilantro, and just, didn't curl my pointer finger in enough on my left hand and went funk right through the top. Side of my
was there a sliver that felt like came off?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was, if you imagine the tip of your pointer fingernail, if you, like, say, cut off a quarter, like that, and straight through.
Oh, my God.
So it was like, because I was holding my hand sideways doing this. Chink. Yeah, so it's like a good, like, that, and then a chunk of my fingertip. Fortunately, that was on the knife when I brought the knife back up and not in the cilantro, which I then, after cleaning myself, scooped all the cilantro, put it into the bowl, and mixed it all together.
It still hurts?
It's a little sensitive on the tip, but not bad. Yeah. Today is Thursday, so it's been a couple days. But yeah, that was the reason why I was not in the shop, because it was pretty sensitive to the touch. It's my left hand, but it's still like on my pointer finger, which you use for everything. So trying to like do stuff and avoid using it. It's been a real hassle.
It's one of those little injuries that annoy you and then also make you feel good about not like realizing when you don't have any of those.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Constantly bothering you.
Uh-huh. So imagine how impressive how often I hit the tip of my pointer finger on stuff.
Right.
You never think about it. You're always touching things and always tapping the tips of your fingers, and you don't think about how often you do that until it hurts to do it. It's like all the time, like,
yeah. So Yeah, I mean, you came over for 4th. That was fun. We had most of the brothers over and some friends, and just had a good time eating food. And we set off a bunch of fireworks.
And that was great.
That was fun. I mean, I've been finding little bits all over.
Yeah.
Alfie, come.
Yeah, that was fun. We had a bunch of mortars and then, Roman candles and
little shooters and bottle rockets.
Yeah.
And
we had that one. Was that a 9-pack or a 6-pack?
Yeah, it was the finale. So we did have 3 mortar tubes, and we're boom, send them up, and they were huge. They were like lit up the whole, because the yard is surrounded by trees, and it's about an acre or maybe 3/4 of an acre on the back side of the house.
Right.
But a pretty good area, but surrounded by trees. So the mortar would go up and like fill the skyline that we had.
It was great. Yeah.
And you'd hear little pieces of paper and everything back down, falling down. So maybe next year we'll go medium size so we can appreciate it more.
Yeah.
I managed to find little bits and bobs all over the yard. I spent like an hour the day after just.
That last one we shot, we did 3 mortars, and then there was the one, like, 9 or whatever, and it you lit the one, and I guess it, like, when it took off, it fell over. So one shot, like, to, let's say on a compass, one shot to the west, right? And then the next one shot north.
Right.
And then the next one shot east, and we were all to the south. Right. We're like, oh, crap, here it comes. And unfortunately, it actually just stopped.
Yeah.
Because it must have been going off and twisting as it went, like that, spinning. 90 degrees. Yeah, so it kept spinning, and we're all standing there, and like it's going, moving around the yard. And we're like, oh, here we come. I'm like, have my arm up over my head and like trying to protect my, like, you know, soft parts. I'm like, that it just didn't shoot off.
And I was running. I had ran in the direction it was. It was following me.
Yeah,
right. The first one went off next to me to my right. So I took off to the left, and another one landed right next to me again. So it was like chasing me around the yard.
We're like, and fortunately it just stopped. Like it didn't continue. Like whatever the last 3 or last 6 just didn't shoot off. So we're like, okay. It would have been like shot the next one right at us, right at the house.
Soaked them all down, but that was fun.
Yeah.
And we got like the kids, and half of them were scared, half of them weren't. And so we'll see. It's the part of having little ones around fireworks.
Yeah.
Guy's son crying. So Abby had to go in. So half the people had to go in. And my daughter was asleep.
Yeah.
She stayed asleep.
Yeah. And then Drew's son, Finley, he was all about it, you know. He's like just kind of covering his ears a little bit, but
yeah,
but he did. He liked it. He was like, yeah, again.
I know. He was having a great time.
Yeah. Do it again, Uncle Dustin.
We'll see next year.
Yeah. No, it was fun. Yeah, and so before that, I was down in North Carolina at the Outer Banks visiting with my family, or my wife's family down there. In-laws and all, my wife's grandparents who live down in the Outer Banks in the Southern Shores, so the northern end of the Outer Banks, they just both passed away this year. So we were down kind of doing the final, get everything out of the house, anything that's left over. What was the name of the company? Dare. There's a donation company, like the Goodwill or Salvation Army that will come and pick up tons of stuff. So anything that was left over in the house, they just came and took basically everything that we had. And then there was just some like stuff, you know, maybe a quarter of a small dumpster left over. So we tossed all that. And my wife and I got some furniture, some really beautiful like tiger maple furniture, like a coffee table and 2 end tables, which were really nice. And then a couple dressers, also maple, like curly maple fronts and stuff. So brought all that back from a trailer and got a 12-foot ladder maybe, or an extension ladder, like a double 12, so 24-foot extension ladder. Had that on top of the car with my rooftop carrier, which was completely full of old albums and pictures and, you know, all sorts of mirrors, and got a bunch of stuff because my wife wants to catalog all the pictures. So she's going to like scan everything, get it all digital, and then she'll send it out to the whole family. But her grandfather specifically loved taking pictures. And so he had like lots of pictures and lots of albums and tons of slides. Her uncle took all the slides, but I think she's going to try to get them, or he's going to get them digitized and then we'll get them and put them all together. But it was nice. It was a nice trip. Her aunt and uncle had rented a house right on the beach, like over the dune. So it was like really sweet to be able to have that. So we were staying at her grandmother's, her grandparents' house, which is, you know, a few blocks away, like a couple blocks from the beach, but then they were a little bit south of us. But it was nice to have a spot to go to and, you know, pull in for the day and then just have everything there, keep everything on the beach and walk back and forth across the dunes. So it was really nice.
Do you know if they're going to, I guess they're going to sell the house?
They did. Yeah, they sold
the
house.
They already sold it. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was like, Nicole, my wife, jokes that I like married into like a sweet vacation because I have that, and her grandparents live down in the Outer Banks, like right on the beach. And then her mom's family friends have the house in Lake George, which we go to every year. So like, the Lake George nice. House vacation and the you know, Outer Banks vacation, and yeah. But that one's gone now, so we'll have to find something else and pay for it like suckers.
Or I'm out. I'm out of here.
Yeah, right, exactly. Up for. You better buy a new house.
Yeah, so trying to situate the dog.
He just wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, I'm going down
all right
next week to the Outer Banks. Salvo.
Salvo. Auto Parts?
Yeah. It's a nice little place. No, it's like not all the way down, but below Kitty Hawk and Nags Head and stuff.
Yep.
Or no. Yeah, it's like not all the way down, but
right
down there.
Salvo, North Carolina.
There's like three towns around that little area.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were trying to decide whether or not to bring our bikes, our
right. e-bikes. Yeah.
And then I did North find that connecting those three towns was like a bike walking bike lane off of the road.
Right.
So it's its own thing.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
Because we didn't really, I don't want to be riding around on the road necessarily. If it was just me, fine. But it's me and Caitlin and Maeve on the back of the, I don't even want to mess around with that. So,
no, yeah.
So there's a nice long thing. So we, but then we're like, now we got to.
I gotta figure out a way
to get the bikes there, right? We gotta buy the hitch set up for the car. Then we gotta buy the bike rack.
Yeah.
Then we gotta buy the roof rack thing. And luckily, he said we can borrow the
The rooftop, the roof, car top carrier, or whatever.
Yeah. So we had to buy those three things that came in. So I think tomorrow I'm gonna put those on.
Nice.
Dad's gonna come down and help.
Right on.
We'll take the bikes down.
That's sweet.
That'll be fun. But yeah, we're going for a week. Nice big. Nice house. Apparently it's got a pool. All
right, nice.
We go to the beach and then
are you
wash off in the pool? I don't
know. Is the house right on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. That's sweet. I guess there's not. No, it's a decent size town. Sweet. Salvo. Yeah, I really like. I mean, I love the beach. Like, there's something super nice. Like, I think, you know, I don't know. If I had to choose between the mountains and the ocean, I'd choose the mountains, but I'd like be able to have both. Like, I love that about Maryland, you know, that we have the Appalachian Mountains, you know, 2 hours to our west, and then we have the beach 2.5 hours to our east from Baltimore, so.
Yeah. No, it'd be fun. Looking forward to it, and, yeah, I don't know if I'll do a podcast from there, or maybe we'll just do two beforehand. I don't know.
Oh, right, yeah. When are you leaving?
Next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Next Sunday.
Yes, yeah, so maybe record two next week or something like that.
We'll
figure it out. Next, okay, yeah. And I'll be, yeah, we have, you know, that's the summer of like stuff, vacations and things, and yeah, it's always stuff that we end up having to do. And so we try to record podcasts each week if we can have one out for you guys, because, you know, I think it's fun for us, and it's also, I think it's nice to have that consistency for those who listen. That's why I'm up here today. We're recording earlier because Devin's working this evening, and I was like, I don't want to skip another one. I was like,
I know,
we'll just come up and watch Maeve, and then you can edit and do whatever you need to do, finish that stuff up. So,
yeah, you were on vacation, and you had brought the stuff, and we were thinking about doing it, but it just fell apart.
Yeah, and actually, the main reason why we ended up doing it was because I didn't have anywhere to do it in the house because all the furniture was gone. We had like mattresses on the floor.
Right.
And like there was a, there's the little like coffee table thing that there was like a corner coffee table that they left behind because the new owners wanted it. And I could have set up there, but it was just, that's like the only place to sit. So I would have been like right in the middle of the living room, you know, like I could have waited till later and done it, but it just, I was hoping I'd be able to get it done, but it just didn't end up working. And, you know, that day we did a ton of, that was the day that we were like cleaning the house and clearing everything out and stuff. So
yeah, we had, so now we have 2 in-person podcasts in a row. That's a record.
Yeah.
Well, since the beginning.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That what we did like the first 20 or something or more.
Right.
We're all in person, 2 of us together, but yeah, we, that's right. We, met up with Albert. Last week, that was fun.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was like over 2 hours long. That was a good one. Always goes quick.
Yeah, this one's gonna be a short one, a shorty.
Yeah, right.
The baby's waking up. I gotta get ready for work. But
yeah, no, but it's been fun, and like I really enjoyed finishing up the wine barrel table and getting that out. That video was cool, and yeah, haven't been in the shop all that much. I did get down and did some stuff, like just working on. I did, you know, got the knife mostly made and get through heat treat and all. So that was good to get done. I'm ready to start grinding some bevels. I had a friend of mine, longtime friend John Showers, from you know when we were younger, and a friend of mine. He reached out to ask if I had any pocket knives around that I would be willing to sell. And so I kind of reached back out to him, figured out what he wanted specifically. He's looking for for a knife for a friend of his, to give as a gift. And I was like, well, I don't really have anything. But I can, you know, I can give you some suggestions if you're looking to buy something a little bit nicer from a maker or whatever. So
right.
He kind of told me it was, he's like kind of like, Swiss Army knife-ish style, you know, pocket knife, something you can fold and put in your pocket. So I was looking for things for him and kind of giving him some suggestions. And in doing that, I came across and thought about a knife that I have thought about buying for a couple years, which is the Spyderco Folding Puco. And so I was looking up to see if that was still available, just to like maybe send him a suggestion, because it's like a really beautifully designed pocket knife. It looks different than most other pocket knives, like folding pocket knives. And it's not available anymore. They don't sell it. Mm. But like you can buy them, you know, people sell them online or whatever. So, but they're originally like in the $150 range new. And now most places that I saw were over $300 if you wanted to buy it from someone, you know, resale value. But it got me thinking about wanting to make a pocket knife.
Right.
A folding knife. I've done one friction folder in the past. I made one for a friend. It was just like a, like I said, a standard friction folder. So no locking mechanism, but it folded into an antler, like a bent antler tine. It was actually really nice. It worked out really well. I was really happy with it, but that's the only one I've ever made. That was probably 5 or 6 years ago. So I was thinking it'd be cool to do another one. And I had a follower on Instagram reach out sometime within the last 6 months and ask if I would be interested in a piece of Damascus. So he made some Damascus for me and sent it over. So I've been looking for a reason to use it and to put it in a video to shout him out, you know, give him some love for it. And it just occurred to me that I could kind of do that type of folding puco and like, you know, do like that style, which is so beautiful. And maybe use that piece of Damascus. That'd be cool. And I think that I'll have to look again at the piece. I think it's like 2 inches by 8 or 9 inches or maybe something like that, by like a, you know, 3/16 or something inch thick. But it should be enough that I can get the blade and the other like liner and the hardware and stuff for a folding knife, and I can figure out some type of like either a liner lock or an old school kind of a back lock, I forget what that's called, but
oh, yeah.
I think I can do that, have enough for that, and still have enough for, I mean, I know I'll have enough of that Damascus for another folding knife if I wanted to, but I think I can also still have enough for a, like a hidden tang knife, so it'd be cool. I'm excited to try that and actually, like, work with some Damascus, because I've never worked with Damascus before. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It'll look cool in the
video.
That'd be cool.
And it'd be nice. We don't have to take the time to make it for this one.
Right, exactly. It's already ready to go. I just have to kind of, you know, clean it up, grind it flat, and then cut out the piece and go with it. So
yeah. So that will be our video after the bow video.
Yeah, probably. Or something. Yeah, it's just something that
I immediately want to work on. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Because we need to get back. Because I looked over the last year of what we did, and half of it isn't. I mean, it's different types of things.
Right. Yeah.
We need to get back into the things that we normally make that we know get a lot of views, but
yeah, the viewers like
Nice. Even just having said that, we're talking about doing a if our brother Derek wants to do it, a rock balancing video,
yeah,
with him, because he's been doing that a lot. What is his Instagram? Derek_O'Hara,
something like that. I can take a look at it. Yeah,
but he's been getting better and better at rock balancing. Really, really getting awesome at it.
Yeah,
and
Derek_O'Hara, just
taking pictures of that and nature stuff, and just very calm, cool stuff, but a lot of, and then putting little clips on and little drone shots and calm voiceovers over top of them. And
welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship. This is rock balancing general.
Rock balancing.
Yes. Yeah, no, that'd be cool. And it is really fun. It's something that I actually have done off and on over the years, like go to a river and there's all these big rocks and kind of stack them up and see what you can do with it. But he's taken it to like a much more advanced level, doing like big rocks that are bounced super precariously right on their little tips and then stuff on top.
I don't know, like I've seen some other images how far he is in the game, but he looks like he's doing really, really cool stuff. That you know, saying things were like, how's that staying up?
Right. Yeah.
Getting bigger and bigger stuff, and
he's definitely, you know, I would say he's like, he's been doing it well enough and long enough that he's got a pretty good hang of how to do it, and so he's like pushing his own ability by doing like bigger rocks and small balancing on smaller points and taking more time. And he had one video from maybe a year ago or so. He was at Loch Raven Reservoir and he was doing one, and he's kind of working on it, and he like had it ready to go and like let it go, and it kind of stayed for maybe 5 or 6 seconds, and then it like all fell down and all crashed. And you could hear like a family in the background, like, oh no, like somebody else who was there watching, you know, like.
Yeah. So I think we can make a really nice video of that in between these other ones, because we wanted to probably get the toy box one out next, and then the bow video. So in between, somewhere in between those two, maybe we'll do that and put that out.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Maybe we could do that one after the barrel, before the toy box, and then maybe before the bow, maybe we do a top three tools or something like that for bow making, and then have the bow making video come out like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Either that or do it the other way around. I'm not sure. We'll see. But yeah, it's a fun way to kind of, I like having the sponsorship, having a deadline on certain dates, so that way it gives us motivation to get things done. And then having those bigger videos locked into a certain date, then we know that we can put in smaller videos in between.
Yeah, I mean, that's another good thing about doing sponsors. We have to hit a video every month, no matter what. So we're not going to have bigger gaps in a month anymore, or at least for the next 6 months.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we'll have relatively big videos out every month, and we're going to try to add small stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds great. I'm excited to, I don't know, I'm just, I love making videos. I love making stuff. So, you know, it gives us a reason to do it, although, you know, just doing it is reason enough, getting together and hanging out, but that it gives us a deadline, which, you know, a lot of people, including us, like, work better on deadlines, because then you, like, have to make time for it, you know? Like, I can't just read my book all day. I have to, like, get something done, so that way then I can do something else, so I have time to do the things that, you know.
Yeah. And this barrel video, it came out real nice. It's also a slower one than the last one. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. It's like the less things you have to do, I stretch it out more.
Right, yeah.
When there's a million things I have to do, then it feels faster because there's 1,000 things to do.
Yeah.
And it's all really fast, like the knife or the Scottish dirk.
Yeah.
And so many things to do. Everything just flew by.
Right.
But this, it seems simple. Just a tabletop. An oak tabletop, steel band, drop glass on it. Put in lights.
Yeah.
It's still 30 minutes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you can, if you're doing something a little bit simpler, when we make something that's a little bit more, I'll say less complex mm-hmm. with what needs to be done, then by stretching it out a little longer, you make it, it leans a little bit more toward the how-to video, right? Because people can watch the step-by-step a little bit longer right. and see what we're working on and see like how we work through the process of gluing and doweling and shaping the wood, doing all that stuff and then moving around. So, you know, the longer the more complex something is, eventually, you know, inevitably you need to like clip it down more and move through. So, but the nice thing about that is usually we have another video on our channel somewhere that kind of did the same process and, you know, maybe in a slower way or something we talked about a little bit more. So it encourages people to take a look back at our channel, but also, those more less complex projects lend themselves to be a little bit more drawn out to like to inform the viewers of how to do it.
And I also realize that some people like more ASMR-y type.
So
sometimes when you are doing something and it's a long thing, I'm obviously still chopping out a whole bunch of it.
But
I leave it a little bit longer. Or I'll like throw in a song and then I'll rewatch it the next day when I'm beginning to edit. I'll be like, I don't really need that. I'll just take out the whole thing. I just have the sound of whatever's happening.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's still music and stuff in it, but you don't need it the whole time.
Right. Yeah. No, it's, I think like rewatching it, I think it was good pace. Like it didn't seem super slow. You know, like there may have been one or two things that I did that were like repetitive that I had the feeling of like, okay, I could see one or two less of those things, but it didn't like, it didn't slow the video down at all. It was just like, I know, cause I did it, you know? So I'm like, okay, well I know how that thing is going to happen. I don't need to see it. If I saw it, like if I do one, like hammer in the nail one time, like I see that. Okay. You know?
Right.
But like, I know I did 8 of them, but to get the feeling of I do them all the way around, you have to show a few of them happening.
Right. We show like 4 or 5.
Right. Yeah.
And half of you hammering it in. Not even the whole thing. It's.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, trying to balance. You take out a few.
Yeah.
Then you're also taking, you know, I don't know. I fight it. I'm like, start pulling stuff out all the time. And then I'm like, well, we're watching the process. And especially, I was thinking, if there's a video series I like, if someone already likes the channel.
Yeah,
then they can be in. What?
Alfie, come, come.
He really wants to come over and hang out. I keep petting him, and he keeps coming in. I have a coffee table in between me and where I'm sitting, and so he's coming in. I can block his passage through with my leg, but he's like pushing harder and harder to get in between me and the coffee table. And I'm like, I'm petting him, and I want to, but
it's too.
You know, if he would just sat there, I'd be happy. But he's like
trying to get in.
He's a funny dude.
Big hot blanket.
Yeah, right.
What was I saying?
Yeah, cutting stuff out or not wanting to cut stuff out. Watching a how-to video. Watching the process.
Oh, yeah, if they already like the channel, then they like being, I like being in the with the person.
Yeah, right.
I do I like being in that space or feeling I'm like I'm in that space.
Right, yeah.
So if they already like the channel and like you, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind when there's someone I like, if they're just, it's like,
yeah,
watching Adam Savage.
Right.
I don't mind. I will. If it's 40 minutes, that's fine.
I'll watch whatever it is. Yeah,
I'll be there. I won't be in that space.
Yeah, that would be a good guest to have on the podcast.
Well, yeah.
I haven't thought about that recently.
We could, you know. Reach out to these people.
Yeah. If anybody who's listening knows Adam, drop a good word in for us.
We want to have him on. Yeah, I don't know who we're going to have. We're coming up on the 100th episode. We're going to have a few people on. Maybe your brother's one. I don't know who we're going to have on.
We're on episode 94. We'll do something fun.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I think it's been kind of a not really busy week, 2 weeks, but just you know, doing stuff. Like I said, I was on vacation, so that's always nice, but came back and pretty slow week cuz my daughter's at camp this week. Still with like cutting my finger, dropped her off at camp and then like cut my finger. I was like, can't really do anything. Right. But but it's been nice, and I'm ready to kind of get back in the shop and do some more stuff, and we'll see how that goes.
And now that this one's done, maybe we can shoot something before vacation. Something next week. Maybe we can do the rock bouncing thing first.
Yeah, the only day that I can't do it's Wednesday. Other than that, I'm good.
Not that I can't. Or we just start the bow.
Yeah, right.
Just get a couple things away. Knock out the intro. I always feel like once we get that rolling, it's like the starting the thing, right?
You're
like,
yeah, right.
Should we start the video? It's like, just knock out the intro. Get the materials on the table.
Yeah.
Shoot some of that. Get the first couple steps knocked out.
Yep.
Then you feel like, all right, we're rolling now. Now we can
get it. And the nice thing, too, with this video, I already have a stave pretty much ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Do you?
So it won't be all the, like, the chasing of the growth ring and stuff like that, which takes a ton of time. So we'll be able to get right back into it. Yeah. Yeah. I have a stave that's already ready that's been seasoning for quite a while, so it should be good to go. And I think I'm pretty sure it's long enough.
You don't have to?
I've already chased the growth ring. It's like real blocky. The whole thing is, like a 2x3-inch square, but the growth ring's already been chased.
That's good.
And so it's like, we can, again, same thing, right? We can reference, all right, if you want to see those steps of chasing the growth ring and, like, marking out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'll still mark out everything, but, like, getting to this part in the process, you can see that on our other Osage, video, and... but it'll help move along a little quicker in the process because it's just down to like measuring and shaping, like marking out, shaping the bow limbs down and then through the tillering process. And then I was thinking maybe doing a little bit of recurve tips. So maybe we'll see how that goes because that'll add a little bit more speed to the bow. But again, that's just like just dry heat and just bending them over a form, which I have. So we'll see. Should be fun. I love making bows and 100-pound draw bow. Nicole said to me the other day, she's like, can you even draw that? And I was like, can I even draw that?
I don't know. That's a lot.
I was like, I can draw it. I mean, the bow that I shoot regularly is 65 pounds, so it's only 35 more than that. So
that's a lot.
I was like, I can draw it. I don't know how long I can hold it or how many times I can draw it, but I could draw it like, a handful of times and shoot it. Like, that's fine. And if I can, I'm look like a big old sucker on the channel.
Right. Oh, yeah, we'll see. They'll want to get someone to come out and some bodybuilder to come in.
No, that'll be fine. I mean, I'm not worried about drawing a 100-pound bow. I can definitely do that. Like I said, it's a matter of, like, how long, because it'll be a long bow and not, not a compound bow. Compounds are 110, 120-pound draw, and you have that. Like, you have to draw that amount of weight, but you're only pulling it past certain dimension. Then it's got the cams that, like, rotates.
You don't have to get it all the way back. That's the trick.
Right. Yeah, it's holding that full draw, right? So I'll do a full draw, and I'll be able to pull 100 pounds, no problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be cool. All right. We got recommendations. So you looking?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a video I just watched.
Okay. I just started watching I'll do two recommendations, but one of them will be season 4 of Westworld just came out.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife and I watched season 1 together, and then season 2 came out, and she watched it, like, over the course of, like, 3 nights on her own. Like, when we were doing something else, and she was, like, halfway through the whole season, I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, it's so good, I couldn't stop. So she watched the whole, like, second season on her own, and then I ended up catching up to the second season and then watched the third season without her. So now we're rewatching the third season together, so that way we're ready for the fourth season. So, but it's, I think the fourth season, there's 2 episodes out right now, so on HBO Max. But it's such a good series. It's really good, so it's fun. I'm excited to get back into that.
Nice.
And my other recommendation is actually a Skillshare video series by Brittany Joyner. And so I will put a link to it, and if you want to go check it out, you can. Otherwise, you'll see a little clip on our video. But she does a really good, like, intro to woodworking and woodworking series on Skillshare. But I really liked her personality. She's super funny and, like, makes fun of herself and, like, I don't know, just does a good job of editing her videos to really push the humor. Like, when she says funny stuff, or she'll, like, try to pronounce something, and it'll, like, she'll clip herself, like, trying to pronounce it, like, 3 different ways. And, like, and she's just funny. And one of the things she said, which was really interesting was she, like, her and her husband moved. She'd always been interested in woodworking. Like, when she was in high school, they did woodworking in whatever, like, home ec, you know, and, like, she'd done a little bit of that, and she kind of got interested then, but then over the years hadn't really had a, like, space to do it. So then when she and her husband moved into their new house, she had a garage, right? So she's like, so I told my husband, like, can I use part of the garage for the shop? And he was like, well, as long as I can fit my car in there and blah, 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 then you can use whatever space is left over, which is, well, I've heard that story 1,000 times from the man's side.
Right,
like,
right.
The woman saying, as long as I can fit my car in there, you can use the shop. And she, like, right. said it, like, word for word, but just from the woman's perspective. I was like, oh, that's funny. But yeah, she, the one I watched the video of her setting up her wood shop, which was cool because it's interesting hearing people talking about how they set up space. And I've always loved that. And her, just the way she went about it was interesting. So you can check it out. I'll link that in the show notes.
Yeah. And use our
link,
in the, in the new video, in the barrel table video.
Right.
We're going to include a link. And you, whatever it gives you a free,
free
trial.
Yeah,
so you can just try it for a month or more. I don't know exactly, but I guess that'll help us out because it'll see people are using our link. And,
right.
And then you can get a free thing and try out. And if you don't like, it.
Yeah, how sweet would it be if, like, you know, 300 people who are listening all go on and follow the link just for that, like,
that'll help.
That trial?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll
and it says first 1,000 people. So maybe you guys listen can be those 1,000. Go on. Yeah, sign up. Get that free membership for however long it is. Like, what is it, 1 month or something? I forget what it's. What I said.
Or they have more. Yeah.
I'm yeah. Not exactly sure. You get that free trial membership and check out some stuff and do what you can. And then just, if you like it, keep it. And if not, cancel that subscription. But
it'll have
like a flood of people joining in a Skillshare.
That'd be great.
With our link.
That'd
be awesome.
Yeah. Mine, I think I've mentioned it before, but it's the Channel Drive Tribe. Mm-hmm. It's the Top Gear guys or the Grand Tour guys. Mainly James May and Richard Hammond do a lot of stuff on it.
Right.
But it's really good. Talking about, like, a happy place. Like, I love watching those, like, Grand Tour things and Top Gear and those three guys. They're obviously pros. I mean, it's like the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, they have versions of it in every country.
Yep.
BBC shows that everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But Drive Tribe is like their extra channel that they made. It has all these extra little bits, and even the other hosts on it, the younger hosts, they're pretty good. But just seeing them a little bit behind the scenes, but still producing cool content. It's good. I really enjoy it. So, nice. Yeah, check out Drive Tribe.
Any specific video that you...
No, I watched like 4 the other day, and they were all good. So just go on if there's something you like. They have all types of weird ones. Sometimes they both will do things like together and like drink while they're doing it. So you see those two drinking like whatever. I think James May made a gin.
Oh, okay.
So they're like drinking his gin and like doing stuff, putting stuff together, and they're getting drunker and drunker.
Nice.
But Just check out the channel if you like those shows anyway.
Yeah, right.
That's like their YouTube presence.
Really. Yeah. And the great thing about that, like Top Gear and all that stuff is that
Grand Tour.
That it's so much about like their personalities. There's always like fun, you know, commentary back and forth, and they're always like joking and trying weird things, a little competition and stuff. And, you know, that's what makes it fun because it's not just like a car show.
Right.
It's like you said earlier, it's about... Once you like their personality, it's like wanting to hang out with somebody in their house. You know, you're like, I want to hang out because I like who you are, you know, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on. Awesome. All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for listening. Make sure that you head over to YouTube and check out our new video, which will be coming up on Sunday. If you're listening to this podcast when it came out, it was Friday. So this should be up on Sunday or Monday, one of the two. It'll come up. But check it out there, the barrel making video, and then you can follow that link and check out Brittany Joyner on Skillshare.
There is really a lot of good stuff on there. So check it out. I'm going to be using it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not paying for it yet, so we'll see. Obviously, they're a sponsor, so they let us stay on it as long as they're a sponsor.
Right. Yeah.
So check it out for free. Please use our link if you're interested. That'll help us out. And then you guys, if there's cool videos, you can send us DMs or whatever and let us know.
Oh, yeah.
We want to find cool ones, and we also want to mention ones. that in future sponsorships.
And that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great thing. Like, if you try it out, or if you already are a member of Skillshare, and you there's something that you really like, let us know, because we could shout that out on future videos for Skillshare, and mention that our viewers like these videos.
Oh yeah,
and that's huge.
We'd shout them out.
Shout out. Be like, we had a listener to the podcast, blah blah blah, who liked this video, and so I checked it out, and check out that, like, because that's what they want, right? They want that interaction with the viewers. So like, think of something that your viewers like, or show how you have used the platform to learn something. But like, what better than saying, like, this is what our viewers like about it, and this is the ones they suggested. Yeah. So if you want us to shout you out on future videos, we'd love to hear how you've used Skillshare.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And so head over to YouTube. Make sure you follow us and subscribe there and like what you see. And you can head over to Instagram as well, at The Art of Craftsmanship and at The Art of Camera Guy. You can follow us there. And then if you want to support the channel further, please head over to patreon.com/The Art of Craftsmanship to support us there. We really appreciate all the support. It makes all of this possible. And all the little extra stuff that we like to do for the channel, it makes that possible. Our patrons and people who buy some of the merch and follow along and support us that way, it makes it that much more fun and easy for us to buy things and do things for the channel, which is what we want. It's all going back to you guys. Yep. All right, everybody. Well, thank you all so much for listening again this week. We'll be back with another podcast next week, and we will talk to you then.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.